Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is the GRT on Kelman on Cliff Central. We've got to get into some very, very important issues, such as issues of the heart. And Mangi, I knew when that message came into the group today, the GRT group, where it said, you know, we used to talk about like God stuff, like emotions and like all of that. Like, and I knew something had happened in your life where you're in some specific space and something's going on that you're now thinking about this. Because sometimes it's usually... Schmangs just wants to talk about, like, the, you know, the state of hip hop, the state of art, creativity. Today he was like, I'm not having that. We're gravitating back towards psychiatry here and what's happening in the world. So what happened and what is going on?
Okay, so nothing has happened in my personal life, except I've been...
Have been dressing better though, Schmangs.
Thank you.
That's something. And I know this because we were at the office the other day. The other office, not this office.
Yeah.
And you were doing an outfit of the day, which I would never have known you to do.
My colleague was doing an outfit of the day.
Because it was so impressive.
Yeah. But thank you. I think it's winter, so it's inspired me to just wear long pants.
Okay.
So I guess if long pants are dressing better, then thank you,
Colin. There you go.
But listen, so I've been having conversations with like my girlfriends, like my female friends, you know, my close female friends, and it's something that always, like, it boggles my mind, because when I have these conversations with my guy friends, they're not often very honest about it. So things like if you get together with someone, right, and let's say you've been vibing for a little while, maybe you've gone on a couple of dates or whatever the case may be, when is it okay to have this conversation, like, so what's going on, where are we at? All right, that was the first thing, which led me to ask. So let's say now you're hooking up, all right? You're hooking up. Is it even important for you, Kelman, or Vaughn, or for anyone else out there, to find out like your partner's like sexual history and that kind of thing? I think it's quite important because, yo, man, you not to say like, yo, tell me, you know, blow by blow, what you got up to with your ex or whatever, but just to know where you at. So let's start with the first one. You
know? The first one is when do you ask what's happening between you and someone?
Yeah,
and you've been in a long relationship for one. How many years now?
Four. Yeah, for about 4 years now. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's crazy. It's pretty long, bro. It's like,
when did you start counting the four from? Because that's actually going to give the answer to that question.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, when you, I think it depends, Schmangs. Like, when you say vibing, like, have you smashed yet?
No, so this is not about me. I want to make this very, very clear. This is not about me. I am literally devil's advocate here.
Okay.
This is not about me.
Your friend.
So one of my friends is in this scenario right this second.
Okay.
And we were trying to offer some kind of like...
So he doesn't know if he should call it a relationship yet.
Well, okay, without saying too much, I think so. Without saying too much, okay. I think maybe the girl wants to get a little bit more serious and he's not ready for that. I don't know. I didn't get into the specifics of it, because I think what I wanted to speak to him about was the actual issue, you know? So I don't know. I have no idea. Because you also don't want to be like, you don't want to like start the conversation and then this chick is like, oh my gosh, wow, okay, this guy's a bit too much now.
Yeah.
And then she sort of pushes back, and then now it's weird because you're like, but we had such a good vibe before we had this conversation.
Where you take it and make it something serious.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, okay, I don't know. Like, I think if you know what you want, like if you know what you want, you're just unsure what the other person might want.
Yeah.
You should conduct the relationship or the engagements as you want them from your side, and then you'll gauge like what kind of response you get. So if you want something a little more chilled and not serious, then you need to come across that way, you know. You need to in all your engagements with the person, you know, you got to come across in that sense. Because otherwise you're gonna have to ask the question, and then that doesn't really always have an answer from my experience. Like, so what's happening with us now? Like, that question doesn't lead to a definitive answer. It always ends up the same as it was before you asked.
No, why? Why don't you ask more specific questions?
Like what?
Okay, so we've been vibing for 5 months now, and I feel like, and let's say you have hooked up once. Let's say you have slept together.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've gotten there. Because, I mean, that's quite an intimate thing, sex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Like,
so I think once you've at least passed that barrier, should you not ask, or is it taboo? I actually wish we had a lady here today, too.
Well, I guess it depends, bro. Like, I feel like, honestly, I feel like if you in a situation with a girl that you've been seeing for a long time and you've been vibing and you hooked up once, maybe you had sex, and you still don't know what it is, then that's already questionable. Like, why don't you know what it is? Is it because of you or is it because of her? You know, you gotta...
Well, because no one wants to have this conversation.
We do have a female here. Let's go, Producer Kat. You are looking at this with serious intent here.
Shmanks.
Producer Kat, by the way, you saw Tevin Campbell as well. Did it end in did you find your own Tevin Campbell?
Grandpa Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Did you win last night, Kat?
No, what are you talking about?
I mean, isn't it loving music, that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay. Your thoughts.
So, what is the basis of your conversation? I missed some of it because the phones were ringing off the hook.
So, essentially, what we're trying to establish here is there a right time then to have this conversation? You know, this person are
vibing. It's the same as saying I love you to someone, though. It's like, when is the right time to do that? Are they going to say it back to you? Are they not?
Yeah. This is a little bit different, though, because... Let's say you haven't even hooked up, Kat. You haven't slept with this person.
Mm.
You have literally gone on a couple of dates, but you obviously dig each other's company, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously heading that direction, but you also don't want to be chacharach and then...
So nobody wants to say anything.
Well, I mean, when is the right time?
Well, I mean, I guess if you yourself feel like, hey, something's happening here, and you can see that he's not going to say anything... Or you can see that she's not going to say anything, then you need to take the first step. So, because otherwise nothing's going
to
happen.
And it's up to the personality of the person. It's like in everything, you know, you got to suss out, is that person somebody who is expressive of their emotions overall? Are they not somebody who's expressive of their emotions?
Yeah.
Some people like may say that they, you might take everything out of them to say that they like someone or that they feel something towards someone. Whereas the other person, it might be easy for them and then they sort of spark the conversation. It's like such a personality-based
thing.
Guys,
I'm not even talking about a relationship now. I'm not saying, oh my God, let's get together and start dating. I'm talking about like, yo, what's the vibe? Are we a little bit more than friends? Are we, you know?
It's probably when you're drunk. That's probably the right time to do it.
But you see, like, that's also a weird question. Like, I don't understand, like, what do you think there's such a thing being in between a relationship? Like, are we not part of a relationship, but not part of friendship?
Of course there is. When you're starting to speak to somebody.
Yeah, for sure. So you're starting to see them and whatnot. And then let's say now you've had sex.
Well, that's a...
Do you know what I mean? Like,
you see, after that, it should be blatantly clear.
You can't exist in that space for too long. Like, oh, what are we... Are we, you know what I'm trying to say? It's either you're not or you are. And if you have sex, that should be a kind of like... Especially if it's been something like that's led up to that. Like, you've chilled for a couple of months, then you've had sex. Like, that kind of says that it's a next step. If you met on the first night and you had sex, you know, you're not in a relationship, obviously not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's about the situation. But I feel like... You know, there's no real gray area when it comes to like a couple months of seeing somebody and once you've had sex. Like, now it's you know, in any normal mind, I guess you already assume you're more than just a friend, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then the other question I had, and it seems like we can never ever agree on this with my friends, is can a guy and a girl be like, I'm talking about platonic friendship, is it possible for a guy and just a girl?
Absolutely.
A guy and a girl who I'm not talking about. So this friend of mine, she's a girl. Right?
This friend of yours?
No, this is a different friend.
This friend is a very
very close friend of mine. Very close.
How many
friend
friends do you have on Facebook, Schmangs?
I don't know. But no, she's a very very close friend of mine, okay. And she's got this theory that guys and girls absolutely cannot be friends.
Well, what's like, your relationship with her?
So we are. Genuinely just friends.
So
how does she have that? Yeah.
Let me finish.
Sorry. Okay.
So her theory is that at some stage there's gotta be some kind of like sexual tension or some kind of tension. And then that needs to be resolved. And only then can a guy and a girl be friends platonically.
Resolved as in have sex.
So you don't have to have sex and you don't have to have kissed, but to at least acknowledge that, listen, there was a vibe here. And okay, cool. It's either we're moving on from that, and but you've acknowledged and you've dealt with it, and then it's like, oh shit, you know.
But then
that would have actually been super weird had we hooked up.
Well, that's provided both people have the same reaction to it.
Yes,
and one doesn't say, oh, that was great. No, terrible.
With me and her, is that something like that happened, and we were like, listen, okay, so obviously this is not gonna happen, but can we acknowledge that there was a vibe, and then we move on from that, and. This was like 100 years ago, so it's chilled. Now we're cool.
So, like, I don't know, because I've got some friends that are strictly like platonic from the get go.
And you've never hooked up with them?
Never in my life, bro.
Never thought of them that way?
Never.
Do you know never. If they've ever thought of you in that way?
I'm pretty damn sure that she hasn't. We've been friends for a very long time. Like, that's what I'm saying. I believe it is possible. You know.
And how does your girlfriend feel about it?
She's friends with her too. Yeah. She's you know, they met. When I met my girlfriend, I was, you know, I introduced her to my friend. Mm. Like, that's how. So I do think it's possible. However, I don't think it's like a regular thing. That it's not easy to find that type of friendship. I think a lot of the time there is generally a there could be a tension. I get that. Like, I get it on. I think on average there probably would be some sort of tension depending on, I guess, it's depending on the guy, depending on the girl. You know, sometimes, like, you could be friends with a girl, but she might not be attractive to you. That means you could be friends with her and not have a sexual tension, you know?
But the sexual tension isn't always, you know what I mean? It's not always two-way. That's my point, is that, so she could literally, in the back of her mind, subconsciously being like, you know, actually, if Vaughn dropped the ball here tonight and had a couple of shots of tequila, he can get it.
Yeah, so I hear you. That does exist quite a bit. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So that I'm pretty convinced.
I'm sure there's like the rare occasion, like perhaps like the friend I have, that it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Platonic is an interesting. I've never actually looked up the definition of platonic before though, and that is an intimate and affectionate feeling towards someone, but with no sexual connotation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But see, you must have gotten through it. You know what I mean? You must have dealt with some of that sexual tension.
It's like knowing someone really. So then, does it exist?
So would you feel comfortable if your girlfriend has a guy friend that, you know, she goes to dinner with sometimes, or she goes?
I think not. See, that's the other thing, is that it is possible, I feel, to have a platonic. So this is where I disagree with my friends. That I think that it is possible to have a platonic friendship, especially if it's very like brotherly, sisterly.
Yeah, that's how I am with my friends.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like then definitely. Like I have female friends who, like, I actually get grossed out if.
Yeah, that's how I feel
just,
too.
Like,
no,
like oh, and I'm just like, nah, sis, man. That's like that's my sister.
Yeah, that's
legit.
How I feel,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if she comes here wearing a skimpy outfit, I'm like, yo, please go get dressed.
Yeah, like, what's happening?
You know what's going on? Yeah, yo, man. Yeah, I'm offended right now.
Producer Kat.
Hmm?
Well, you look so interested in this. I'm putting your mic on.
I'm just listening.
Well, Producer Kat, do you have guy friends besides me, Vaughn, and REA that I was just 100% platonic?
No.
Why?
Why?
Mm.
Well, Kat keeps asking you for my semen, so I don't know how.
I hope your girlfriend isn't listening.
No, she knows.
Oh, right. Okay.
Kat wants to have babies with me artificially.
Yeah, so what?
Okay, so then the only two guy friends here that you have is myself and Ari.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
platonic.
What do you think,
I don't have
Kat?
Guy friends.
Why? I'm just curious as to why.
I don't know. I'm not a friend person.
So what do you mean, you don't have friends in general? Or?
Yeah, you guys are only
friends. See as your friend.
See as your friend.
Yeah, but that's someone I used to work with. So it basically still counts under work.
Oh. Wow.
Maybe because I don't go out a lot.
Okay, we're getting detracted here.
Yeah.
But you've got to find friends as well. This is important.
Why?
Okay.
All right.
ShopRite, they've got a special.
Kat's contribution today is terrible.
Kat's out of it.
And yourself, are you? Female friends? I know two of them.
Yeah, yes. I've met a couple of your female friends.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually, I met three of them.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's it's about, yeah.
And drunken.
No, I mean, but I'm thinking about, like, it's not typically people that I would be, they're not people that I would be attracted to in the first place. So it's kind of.
Look, the ones that I know, again, that dynamic, obviously, from a professional perspective, you guys are like, but there is a bit of that Cameron younger brother or type
thing. Yes, no, absolutely. I'm actually very good at getting that. but they're not people that I'd like. You gravitate towards different people on different levels.
Yeah.
Like, the reality of this situation is that you could know someone who could be your friend that's like 50 and you are 25, and then they could, like you're saying, that there could be something or there couldn't be something.
Absolutely.
But I do think it is possible.
But how important do you think it is to have friends from the opposite sex? Like, to actually have a female friend that you don't have any sexual attraction to? Do you think it adds a lot of value to your life?
It for me, it's very, very important. I don't have a lot. I mean, I think I can count them in my hand.
You'd be lucky if you have two or three, yeah.
No, I think three max. Genuinely three maximum that are like, like, I can say are like my close friends.
I've probably got like two or three too, yeah.
And very, I mean, I value them dearly because they are people that I can speak to about things that I can't speak to my sister about, and I obviously can't speak to just a normal female friend, because then there is still maybe that gray area or not. And you can speak to them about like guy and girl stuff, but not the same way that with your guys, because a lot of the guys, they don't delve in like, their emotions.
I enjoy sometimes the perspective from a female, from a completely objective point of view, like with no real involvement in whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
And just to get a female perspective from a completely objective, like unconnected, disconnected, you know, point of view, it helps, because it is usually different to what dudes will say.
Yeah. And what I particularly enjoy though is that they can call me out. So if it's bullshit, they will say it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where sometimes your guy friends won't necessarily, you know what I mean? They're
like,
whatever, dude,
just drink a beer. Like,
they're rooting for you. They're kinda, you know, Shmangs, you might have done a little bit of bullshit last night, but it's cool.
It's cool.
Whereas your female friends gonna be like, you know, actually, that's bullshit, because that leads to that, and that leads to that, and that leads to that.
Yeah,
therefore, that
adds huge value. I think that's very, very important.
Yeah.
What else is on your mind, Shmangs?
Oh yes, and then the last one was
Shmangs had a long weekend, bro.
No, man, I told you though. You know, I have these conversations, and sometimes I'm like, shit, I have an outlet in the GRT, and don't use it as often as we should. Yeah, and the other one was, you know, how important is it for you guys, at least, to have this conversation? Not about how many people you've slept with. No, because I think that's a very touch and go subject. But just like, particularly maybe like their last partner or whatever, just so that things aren't awkward. Or if you are a potential, or you see them as a potential, like, how important is it for? Or maybe let's talk about your ex. So now your ex is, so it's like, yo, listen, I've gone on a couple of dates, blah, blah, blah. How important is it for you then to say, listen, so do I know this person? Would I bump into them? Are we in the same sort of social circles? I think it's quite important for me. And I've genuinely asked. I don't want details, but just to be like,
and then
yo.
And then when they tell you, and it's, how does it affect the...
Yeah. The vibe, like, it's not always, it's not nice, right? You know, it's not.
No, I mean, I'm not. I haven't been like, oh my god, it's the end of the world. I mean, because I've, you know, we never have, like, it's not a conversation that is detailed. Like I said, I don't want to know.
So do you ask, like, do you say, can you give me names of the people you slept with? Like,
no, fuck that. No ways, hell no.
I just want to know if you know them.
Yeah, I just want to know if you know them. I just want to know if you.
Oh, like, so like, do I know? So you go, who have you slept with? Okay, she says, four people. You go, do I know them? And then she says yes. Then you go, oh, okay. You leave it there.
Yeah,
that's there. Crazy, bro.
I leave it there. What must happen? What must I ask you? How? So what? What happened? No, no,
no, no. This is like, okay. So you just want to know that you know them, because then you start. Then do you start thinking like, it could be you? Maybe you start deciphering it yourself, because surely that would happen.
No, no.
You can't just be comfortable with yeah, I know them. Oh shit, I know them. Who could it be then?
No, no. Look, put it this way. What I'm talking about is not people that you may have hooked up with, or may or may not have hooked up with. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone who is now a potential now. You know what I mean? Just so that I'm not in a like a weird
situation.
Oh,
is this with your ex?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not with the girl you're getting in a relationship with.
No, but I mean, I asked it from both angles. You know what I mean? So the first one, let's talk about the ex.
Look, someone's going to know in the equation. So it's probably better that everybody knows in the equation.
Because
otherwise it's going to be awkward for the other person as well.
Exactly. Yes. Because I feel like these are quite important things
and
to
also,
talk about.
But I'm not getting it. I'm not getting what Shmangs wants here. Like, please explain to me. So give me an example. Yeah.
Okay. So you and your ex-girlfriend right now, right? Okay, you...
I'm single.
You're single. Okay. Right now, you're single. You just broke up. Maybe sometime this year you guys broke up.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And but now you're obviously single and you ready to mingle or whatever, and vice versa.
Yes.
Do you want to know if they are in another situationship or in another whatever you want to call it? Start there.
No, I don't think
well,
I
depends
want to
how
know.
Badly
it all depends context, but you know, off the top of my head, I kind of feel like I don't really want to know, because I don't think it changes much. You know, I think if I knew, if I didn't know, it would still. If I knew the person, and I knew beforehand that they were going to get into something, and then they ended up getting into something, it's still going to suck as much as it would if I didn't know. You know. I don't know, for me personally, I just don't have that interest. I feel like if I've broken up with you, whatever the reason would have been, generally breakups don't always go the best, you know?
Yeah.
So usually it's a little bit of a, there's a bit of a tension. So I kind of like let that be. I kind of like don't talk to the person, because I guess it helps the situation heal. So over a couple of months, you know, if everything is calmed down and I could have a chat to them, oh really, are you with them now? Okay, that maybe then, you know, but during the period, wondering if they're going to be with someone that I know, I kind of stay away from doing that. I feel like it can cloud your mind quite a bit.
No, for me, the reason why I ask and the reason why I have an interest in this is because I hate it when you, or if you, the potential to be in a situation where everyone is just like, everyone except for you is in on it. You know what I mean? So you walk in.
No, that's the thing. You don't want to be at a dinner table.
You don't want to be at a bri or a dinner table. Or especially if it's a mutual friend, like as in, me and Carmen are mutual friends, and we know, oh my gosh, Vaughn's ex is now with this person, but like, no, except for, everyone knows except for you.
But I kind of feel like if you know the person she's with, that person should tell you, not necessarily always her. In a way, like,
why?
Is it a friend? Is
no,
it but someone?
No, they're not a friend. Okay. You just want to know, just so that, okay, cool. You know, I'm cool, and if I'm presented with this situation,
there's never going to be an easy way to bring that up, though.
For
and
sure,
say that this person is someone that I was with, because then it's like, why are you bringing it up? It's all on tone.
It's easier for me if I don't know the person at all. It's for
Absolutely.
It's much easier.
This is what Schmangs is Tinder swiping in Peru. All right, any final thoughts?
I think...
Shout out to Tweezy.
I think now that
I'm on my way.
Now that we've grown, I think we should just be like, just brutally honest. And sometimes being honest, especially with the opposite sex, sucks.
Yeah.
But I've learned now that lying or omission of certain things actually just makes things so much worse. And just be honest. And sometimes, like I said, it's not easy for you or the other person. But I have way more respect for my ex or whatever, especially if they're just honest to me, and I feel like they would be they'd feel the same.
I think I agree, Shman. It's like there's a level of maturity I think we have to reach in the way we handle our relationships and past relationships and friendships. And I think it's important to have friends of the opposite sex, on a real honest friendship basis. I think it adds a lot of value to your life. And I think with regards to being in a relationship, you know, as much as it is good to be honest with, you know, maybe someone you've broken up with, I think it's very important to be honest with the person you're with on a real level. Like you should tell each other what you feel all the time, even if it's a really uncomfortable conversation, because love is not always a comfortable thing.
It's never.
It's a very uncomfortable thing, and it's a very powerful thing when you're able to speak about those type of things. Yeah. So
can I ask you one last question?
Yeah.
So if a potential is just like, because never mind how you get to this conversation, but if a potential is just like, I've slept with 100 guys, what's your cutoff? Like, what's your cutoff?
It's a very real question in like the world that we live in right now as to what that's going to leave somebody with. So that's like my first thought is you want to get out of that alive.
What's a cutoff?
20, 30, 40, like what's...
To be honest,
because obviously you're never ever gonna get the brutal truth.
Yeah,
just remember that. So if she says five, baba, go
up. I think I've never really thought about it. I've never really thought about what my cutoff would be, but I think I would play it by ear. Like I'd have to suss out the person as well, because Look, man, I think everyone's entitled to their own sexual choices and freedoms, and especially women. Women are always subject to that. You know, men can sleep with 50 women, but women can't sleep with 50 men because they judge. So, yeah, I'd play it by ear, man. I'd try to figure out the person's vibe and then, you know, take it from there.
Producer Kat?
What's your cutoff, Kat?
For a guy.
For you.
For me.
Well, you know, it would be, so...
Wait,
so Boot Bay comes to you and you say, Boot Bay, how many people have you slept with?
Oh, listen,
at what point do you say, well, peace out, it's been real?
Do not even ask a man, because obviously his answer is going to be a lie.
Well, no. Okay, so regardless of a lie.
Why?
Like,
if probably no man has slept with less than 10 or 5 women in his 20-something
but what is
years
your,
of life.
What is your, like, peace out, it's been real, I'm judging
one.
You. Okay. You see, yeah,
I don't have one, because whatever the answer is, Schmang's, it's a lie.
Schmang's one's, like, stock standard answers here today. He's like, okay, cool. At what point in the conversation do you bring it up? No. These things are all Schmang's fluid. Up. And they're all about fluids as well. All right. Dope. That there is the GRT. If you want to keep up with Schmang's and ask him questions about your life, how do you do it?
So that relationship advice, you can get it at Mangi_Schmangs and just Schmangs on Twitter.
We should do a Dr. Love segment with you. I feel like you actually would be quite good at this.
Quite valuable.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, thank I think you. Schmangs could be like a good counselor.
Yeah.
Thank you, gents.
You can catch me on social media, all the platforms except for Snapchat, which is Vaughn the Poet. You can catch me on at V_TheEverything on everything else.
Power, there you go. That there is the GRT. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.